My name is Daniel Reyes Ginas. I'm a guitarist and composer from Bogotá, Colombia, and I live in New York. There were some countries in South America that the English rock was forbidden to listen to. Like in Argentina and Chile, they couldn't listen to English rock. So they had a lot of like rock bands in Spanish. And that went to my country and to other countries and to Mexico and all these things. This guy, for example, his name is Gustavo Cerati, is an Argentinian rock player. He's like our Paul McCartney. Like he created like the whole rock and Spanish scene in South America. So that was the same time, I was like 9 or 10 when this, you know, this rock band were coming out, and I was like, oh, that's what I want to do. I went to my godfather, you know, we have this tradition, the godfather is the guy who, you know, gives you money every once in a while, you know, to get, to buy candies or whatever. And I asked him, you know, I want a guitar, so I want 10,000 pesos. 10,000 pesos is like $10. And he gave me the money, and I went with my mother, like, oh, I have the money, I want to buy a guitar. My mother's like, no, I don't want you to buy a guitar, but she finally agreed to it. And then we went to the store for that money, for the 10,000 pesos, there was only this blue guitar. It was like a blue, like dark blue guitar, probably like really bad guitar, but I loved it, you know, and we bought it, you know, and it came with in a plastic wrap. And then I bought a book called El método relámpago de guitarra, like the thunder method of like learning the guitar, you know. So he had like this, how to tune the strings, you know, how to play the chords, and I went through the whole thing, you know. Plus I had the friends in the school, so I was like really quickly picking up the guitar and playing the guitar and spending afternoons, you know, just playing and playing and playing. And I guess like that really helped me out, you know. That really helped me to get it down. But I remember the first song that I made me dance to, and it's called Cuando Pasa el Temblor. It's by this Argentinian guy that I just mentioned before. And it has like this very, it's in A minor. So, chidit, 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 chidit. Like A minor, G major, F major, E7. Like the Spanish thing, you know? The way he wrote it, it was more like a reggae kind of a thing with Indian music. So he had like this very, you know, music from the Andes, but in rock with like a little bit of The Police and a little bit of like new wave sound. And I thought, that's what I want to do. And I remember I was with my brother. My brother was like, I don't know, 7 at the time. And I was like 12. And I was like dancing to it, you know, with my brother in the living room, you know, and it was like so inspiring, you know, like so beautiful. And it had like the zampoña sound, like the flute, like from the Andes, you know. I guess it was played on a keyboard, but it sounded really authentic, really, you know, indigenous. You know, like in South America, there's all this, I don't want to be misunderstood, but it's a lot of like shame of being indigenous. You know, like we are taught to like to be proud of being Spaniards or like descendants of like Europe, European. But it's undeniable that we had this like mixture of like all these, you know, things and indigenous people. And that's something that we cannot really like deny. And it comes out in ways like that. Like we love those sounds with no explanation, you know, because they were kind of like quiet in history, through history. And then, you know, you see all these people like, you know, like European looking people, but they feel more like connected to that than their parents or their grandparents, because they were taught not to like relate to that. Because in Colombia, it's like the indigenous and the white and the black. And it's like this class system, you know, based on race. I'm from the, you know, I was born in 1978, and so in 1988 I was 10, and it was like, and you have to consider that in South America at the time, like, we were living like 2 or 3 years behind what was going on in here, for example. So I was like new wave when I was already grunge, I mean, still like that. I think like a lot of my sounds and my decisions in terms of sound have to do a lot with my 80s infancy, I guess, like the intervals, you know, the arpeggios, the way I perceive harmony and my pop ear is like, it has to do with the 80s, more than the 90s when I was a teenager. I mean, still, I'm actually like catching up with the 90s right now. When I was like, you know, when I was a kid, I was like really into the 80s, and I think a lot of my decisions had to do with the 80s.